This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica House attraction to be established at World Athletics Championships. Government to assist former national athlete and Olympian Olivia McCoy, and plans for health insurance schemes for national athletes progressing. Details after the break.
A joint select committee of parliament is considering the anti-gang bill and would like to hear your views. View the bill on parliament's website, japarliament.gov.jm. Send your written opinions by Friday, August 30, 2013 to the clerk to the houses, Gordon House, 81 Duke Street, Kingston, or send them via email to clerk@japarliament.gov.jm. Persons making submissions may be required to appear before the committee at short notice to clarify their opinions.
Now the news. A Jamaica House attraction is to be established at the upcoming World Athletics Championships in Moscow, Russia. Minister with responsibility for sport Natalie Nita Headley says this will be similar to the attraction established during the 2012 Olympics in London.
There will be a Jamaica House in Russia to allow for people to have the experience of Jamaica, and the tourism ministry, along with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, will be actively participating and have established a Jamaica House there.
Mrs. Nita Headley was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. The Jamaica House in Russia initiative is being spearheaded by the Ministries of Tourism and Entertainment and Industry, Investment and Commerce. Help is on the way for former national athlete and Olympian Olivia McCoy, who, based on a recent newspaper report, has been living on the street since last year. Speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday, Sport Minister Natalie Nita Headley said she is collaborating with several individuals and organizations to get the athlete back on her feet.
I have sought to reach the family members, including my sister and her mother, to reach out to the family. There's also an alumni association from her past school, St. Jago High School, and that team has decided to come on board to also give some support. The Prime Minister has given some instructions on some ways in which we can immediately assist in getting her off the street. And so we are working towards ensuring that she can be provided shelter and possibly with some additional care.
Olivia McCoy holds the national record for the javelin throw event. In the meantime, the sports minister notes that the government is making progress in establishing a health insurance scheme for national athletes.
A committee has been established to look at all of what would be required for the athlete. And that process is now in train. Following the completion of the team being satisfied that we would have given the best coverage to each athlete, it will then go to cabinet for approval to go to tender. Then it will go to tender and an insurance company will be selected to give coverage to the athletes.
Mrs. Nita Headley says a total of 1,500 athletes will qualify for coverage in the first instance. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reiterating that the High School Diploma Equivalency HSDE program is aimed at giving dropouts a second chance at educational attainment. The HSDE is an initiative of the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning, the JFLL. The program, to be rolled out at the start of the new school year in September, forms part of the foundation's rebranding initiative. It is geared at providing participants with internationally recognized secondary certification at the Caribbean Examination Council, CXC, Caribbean Vocational Qualification, and National Vocational Qualification levels.
Education makes you trainable. Training makes you employable. Employment makes you productive. Productivity makes you prosperous. And so today we look forward to a new Jamaica. Today we open a door of opportunity which was ajar but not fully opened, and so many people did not know what was inside that hall of progress that further education really provides.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the opening of an opportunities fair organized by the JFLL at Emancipation Park in Kingston Tuesday. The JFLL operates 29 adult education centers and 100 volunteer education centers across Jamaica and partners with other agencies and programs to change lives by offering educational opportunities for persons of all ages. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.